If you're just tuning into Loveline, this studio is becoming
madness.
It is an absolute disaster in here.
Can I just say to Mick Wallace from Newcastle?
Right.
I'm making out with your girlfriend. Listen.
Is he in here? Did he call you?
No, it's her boyfriend.
Oh, is it really your boyfriend? Is he? Oh, how funny. Is he listening at home right now?
Yeah, he's checking.
Okay. Well, anyway, Peter Hook of New Order's in here. And
this was a very lovely break we just went on. I just have to listen to you obsess about HIV for the whole 12 minutes, whatever it was.
Well, no.
Constantly. And so
no, you know why?
No.
Because I've got a friend who's here who you know, books my gigs. It reminds me of one girl I slept with 4 years ago. And so, you know, he just rekindles. He slept with her, too.
And your obsessive compulsiveness.
If he had slept with her after me, I would have really obsessed.
Ooh.
Or before me. No, he was before me. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, but listen, I'll make you a deal, poor man.
Should I identify who else this guy has slept with?
Poor man, either we deal with your obsessiveness or we deal with the HIV. So you are either going to get the test and be done with it, or we're going to put you on Prozac.
One of the two?
One of the two.
Prozac is like this mind drug where you relax no matter what.
No. Roseanne Arnold called in the other night and convinced poor man that it might help him because she has a similar kind of syndrome to his.
Right.
And in fact, it probably would help you.
I'll buy the Prozac.
I mean, you get a free
lifetime
supply.
You mean these guys are saying that I'm not that easy to deal with?
No.
You seem quite placid to me.
I am. I'm very relaxed until I have to hear about ex. Don't you ever worry, though? I mean, seriously, Peter, about ex-girls that you've slept with?
I have loads of AIDS tests, man. For insurance in England, offer a mortgage, you have to have an AIDS test.
How many have you had?
Six.
And you're negative, I assume, right?
I won't be here now, would I? With a pawns like this, if I was. So, I have actually got a certificate to prove it.
Do you show that to the ladies?
Of course. It's tattooed on my back.
Okay.
If you believe that, you believe anything.
Listen, you never know. You're a musician. Okay. Anyway, let's sing the Loveline jingle again. Everybody in the room. One, a two, and a one, two, three, four. So you went from Corona to Beck's, huh?
No, I've not opened that one yet, in case you haven't noticed. I'm not going to suck it through the top.
That's right, it needs an opener. Okay, LA1, I'm trying to think what I'd rather have, the AIDS test or Prozac. Probably
both. Prozac, probably.
Prozac.
Might help the rest of us, too.
Okay. Lee, why? Because once I got the AIDS test, then I'd want another one to make sure that it was reliable.
Something. God only knows. Okay. So obsessed about something.
Lee, 18, from Gardena. Lee?
Yeah.
Hey, Lee, you're on Loveline with Peter Hook of New Order. Say hi.
Hi, Peter. What's up?
Oh, wait a minute. The yellow line's ringing. Hold on 2 seconds. Hello?
Yeah, it's Raimondo. I want to go on the air with...
Raimondo, you're on the air.
Raimondo, you're on the air.
Poor man.
Raimondo.
Tell us the story about when you first moved into the Newport Beach Poor Palace, and you had the little contest going with your roommates.
Oh, dude, you're horrible. You're horrible.
I'm getting you back to the crab story, buddy.
You want me to tell that story?
Yeah, I think you should.
No, this is not going good.
Jobs,
is this more abuse of women?
It's an abuse of women in a sense.
It's a contest.
It was in 1982, okay?
I mean,
11 years ago.
Not the one who can get the fattest.
No, this is horrible. My roommate... I was his guardian, actually.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And
what a frightening thought.
Our contest was to see... Oh, this is sick. This is good. This is bad. Who could...
Maybe you should say you wouldn't engage in this kind of contest.
No, I wouldn't now because of AIDS and all this. But
well,
not
just because of AIDS, because you I have...
You're above all that now.
You have some sensitivity to the fact that that's just not...
Women are people, too.
Well, no, but the women... Listen, here was our contest. We had a contest to see who could sleep with the most women, and we didn't have a time limit on it, and you only got a point for every new one that you slept with.
How many points did you get? Half.
I won 15-7, and the only reason I did...
How long was that over?
It was over, God.
Let's point out how good you feel about that now.
10 years.
Constantly obsessed.
3 months or something like that.
And your constant obsessions about HIV and how much that haunts you.
Right. That's... Thank you very much, my friend. Why don't you ruin my night? Listen, here's the deal, though. He lost because he got a girlfriend.
Oh.
But this, mind you, was in 1982, okay? 1982.
When the HIV was breaking out into the population here at Los Angeles.
Well, don't you think by now I'd have a symptom?
Not necessarily.
Oh, shut up, man. You suck. You suck. I'm not saying I didn't use a condom.
This is
poor man.
Yeah.
You must be a lucky guy.
Yeah, or a very good liar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Raymond.
Huh?
I hate you.
Yeah, you're good.
What's Raymond's problem, anyway?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Oh my God. how much time you got left?
Hey Raymond, stay on. Raymond's a DJ here at K-Rock.
Oh Jesus.
Hey Raymond, I could tell some good stories about you at the Poor Palace also, dude.
Yeah.
And I won't.
I want to say hi to Peter Hook. I interviewed him at Irvine Meadows one time.
I hope you got an AIDS test after that, man.
And I was just as dumb as you, poor man, about who New Order was.
Ooh,
and I had to have him write his name down so I would remember who he was.
Peter Hook?
Yeah.
So that's
a lot of ecstasy, that man.
Was that in your drug days?
Ooh.
What?
No, was that when you were part? Yeah.
In the drug days or in.
Well, let's put it this way. That's when my mind was not functioning at full capacity.
Has anybody's mind function at full capacity tonight?
Well, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've been listening.
You're in good
company. I don't
think so. You're in very good company.
And I just called Scott, poor man.
Yeah, our screener.
Yeah. Has he told you what I told him?
No.
Oh, ask him later.
What?
Ask him later or ask him on the air.
All right.
Okay,
see you, Raimondo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Lee, are you there?
Yeah.
Lee, 18, from Gardena. Doesn't it sound like Raimondo needs some help?
Serious.
What do you think of my contest? Nice, huh?
Sounds familiar.
Oh, you've done that too?
No, I just heard of people doing that.
Right. Okay, anyway, well, tell us your love problem here on Loveline.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Okay, I'm black, right? And I'm staying in Gardena, which is Major League.
Oriental.
Yeah. Huh?
Oriental?
No, what do you mean?
Aren't there a lot of Orientals in Gardena?
Well, not in my parts. And the further south you go, more Orientals. It's like mostly Hispanics and blacks over here.
Okay.
It all started like when I was in high school or whatever. But, I have this thing I could diss my girls a lot because they don't know what to do with me or something. I don't know. Because in high school and stuff, I used to like wear like a lot of like, T-shirts, like, you know, like Depeche Mode and New Order and Smith's T-shirt and everything.
Right, and you're black and not that many black people are into those white bands.
So, you know, black people like, you know, oh my God, you know, I can't believe you do that, man. You know, you're selling this out. And the white people wouldn't be like, oh my goodness, you know. And, you know.
So what's the problem?
I can't get a girl, you know. It's like.
So what's the problem exactly?
Okay, every time I go up to the girl, to a girl, you know, they don't know what to do with me. I mean, if I try to hide it or something, or
black girls or white girls,
both.
And they don't like the fact you like K-Rock bands,
yeah,
independent music. Good Lord,
they don't. I mean, you know, it's like
they figure you should like hip hop or something like that.
Yeah, they figure,
or rap.
Yeah,
hang on in there, mate. You.
I mean, it's kind of weird because I went to like fashions like a couple other days.
Right. By the way, you should go on Friday nights. That's when I'm there. The Club Hello. It's all ages. For anybody listening who can't get into a club, any age you can get in there from 5 on up. And what's neat is there are older people that will scam on you, too. It'll be great.
Yeah. I'll probably be there.
It's on the Redondo Pier this Friday. I'll be there. And so will Rob Juarez. Go ahead.
So anyway, you know.
So what's the problem exactly? Maybe Peter could help you with it.
I just can't seem to, like, you know, get like a girl, you know, to talk to me.
How old
without,
are you?
Without, you know, like going, ugh, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
So you're saying it because you like independent music?
It's been going on for a while, but, you know, it's like I'll start talking to the girl, but once you get into, like, what I do, how to address, you know. And I thought about changing my image, but, you know, it's not me, you know.
Listen, girls aren't everything. Don't worry about it. Stick with your mates.
Huh?
Stick with your friends. Girls aren't everything. Look at the girls.
I mean, you know, but girls here and else.
Let me ask you this. Who can I borrow? Wendy, come on up here. Do you think of a black guy likes Depeche Mode or New Order or the Smiths? Would that make any difference to you?
No.
No. What about you?
To be honest, it wouldn't enter my
mind. Okay. What about you, Maria, or what's your name?
I think it's even better.
You think it's better?
Yeah. So you're gonna put. You're obviously not meeting the right girls.
What's your name?
Leslie.
What do you think?
Oh, those are the only bands.
So you guys don't think it makes any difference the color?
You're just meeting the wrong girls,
right? But could it be? Could it make a difference to some women? Do you think?
Yeah.
Could black women say, "Wow, you don't like Dr. Dre"? you know, or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you should change your deodorant. Yeah.
Or snow.
I mean, because, you know, I have like a sister.
Yeah, right, Ben.
And she's been knowing this for a while, but, you know, she doesn't really mess with me about it. But, you know, she's like, why don't you change? I mean, why don't
you
start?
You can find some women. Come on. You know, am I right, ladies? You can find some women who are going to like you. Again,
yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, okay?
See you later, boy.
Okay, man. Bye. All right. Let's go to Orange County 1. How about a G-spot call?
Yeah. I was trying to look for it with my girlfriend the other night. I found it.
Dan, 22 from Fountain Valley. Dan?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Dan, you want to talk a little G-spot talk with Peter Hook of New Order?
That's right. Well, I actually had a question for Dr. Drew. What? And the reason why is because...
Where is Dr. Drew? Did he leave?
For a week.
Yeah, I think he's taking another call.
Is he really? Yeah. Is there any way we can call him in? Tell him if somebody wants to talk about a G-spot. I'm sure he'll write in.
Let's hear it anyway. Go on.
Okay, my question was, I don't know, I've noticed on a few girls that I've been with, which is few, that...
You never had the contest I did, huh?
No. I was pretty impressed with it. And last night, you guys had that masturbation thing going, and I tried to call through, but...
You couldn't get through?
We were doing it, my girlfriend and I.
You were masturbating, you wanted to do it live on the air?
Live on the air.
Wasn't the biscuit
game,
was it?
The what game?
The biscuit game.
What's the biscuit game?
Well, you all have a wank over a biscuit, and the first one to hit it gets through it.
That hits the biscuit?
Yeah, gets to eat the biscuit. You know, I heard that one.
With a bunch of guys in a circle?
We play it all the time, yeah.
And you shoot your thing, you shoot your load
at
the biscuit?
It, you get to eat the biscuit.
Oh, that's not for me.
But we're all doing it here.
Well, anyway, my question was, is I've been with a few girls, and I've noticed that the G-spot's been exposed. And
Have you noticed that?
Well... Like, it's hard to explain. I'm not too familiar with the terminology as far as with the vagina or sushi bar, but it has to do with, I've noticed on my girlfriend, it's, like, covered with skin. Now, it's not the hymen, but, and I had a question for Dr. Drew. Is there any way to,
up to her,
expose that?
No, it's an internal thing, as far as I can remember.
Now, wait a minute. What exactly? Somebody just handed me a photo.
Holy shit. Cut him off.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Look at this picture. This is actually very, very special.
That's my girlfriend.
Look at this. This is a girl who's inside. Is it another woman? This is a fax.
Inside another woman. Oh, it's a hand.
Do you see that where the hand is? All the way up to the elbow. Yes, yeah. Do you see that? The hand is disappearing all the way up to the elbow. Yes.
And what's this?
That is...
Someone else's hand.
What is this right here?
What a girl! Has she got a grasshopper uniform?
Dude, look how far the hand is inside
there.
That's
not the hand there. That's not the hand.
No, I know.
What is
this right here? What is that thing?
They're probably looking for a G-spot. I've got a 10-spot if anyone's interested.
What? Where's Scott, man? He brought this in.
Where's Dr. Drew? Never mind Scott. She needs surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a number right there.
Oh, I'm being called. I'm being called here.
Okay, let's go to Valley 2. This is Scott, 15, from Woodland Hills. Scott?
Hi.
Apparently you want to know how not to be gay.
Exactly.
Peter Hook?
How not to be gay? I don't think it really matters. Do whatever you like. Whatever feels good, who cares?
Well, look, what I'm trying to do is trying to get out of gay. I want to, meet women.
Why? Do you think it feels bad?
Huh?
Does it feel bad being gay? Well, you feel guilty about going with men?
I don't know, dude. It just doesn't feel right to me.
Why are you doing it if it doesn't feel right, then?
Because, one of my friends, pressured me into it.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what did I do?
What did you do that, did you have sex? Oral sex?
Yeah.
So you sucked the fleshicle.
Hello? Why do you say that, dude? That's so rude, man.
But that's just jealous.
You guys are so crude, man.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
And you did it once, right? And you really regret it?
Oops.
I had to bleep the fire truck word again. Okay.
Yeah, if it doesn't feel comfortable, then don't do it. Stop, put it all behind you and carry on.
Alright.
Okay, man?
I love your music, dude.
Thank you very much.
And poor man, you're my hero, man.
Oh, hey, Jesus, you need help. Yeah.
Why are these calls so bogus tonight, man?
It's spring break and no one has school.
So anyway, let's have a few good questions. I'm going home at 12 o'clock before I turn into a pumpkin.
Right, exactly. It is spring break. Everybody's out of school, so everybody's going, hey, man, let's call Loveline and make up a call. Well, okay. Valley 1 or LA 1?
LA 1.
Okay. Oh, okay. Say Valley 2.
Valley 2.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's
Hello.
This?
Hi, my name is Tabitha.
Tabitha, how old are you?
Tabitha.
I'm 21.
From what city?
I'm calling from West Hills.
Okay, Tabitha, this is not a bogus call, please.
No, I just wanted to ask Dr. Drew a question.
Okay, he left.
Okay, well, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Okay, I can only, like, come when I'm masturbating. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't, like, come when my boyfriend is inside of me and we're making love, or if he's, like, going down on me. I can only come when I'm masturbating.
When you play with yourself, that's the only time you can come.
Right, and it's not like if I play, like, I've looked at porno films before, and it's not like if I play with myself like that.
Do you know what might help?
What's that?
Go to the store and get a... a little vibrator. That can always help out.
Like, well, teach your boyfriend how to masturbate, yeah?
Well, I can come, like, with that, if I put it, like, on my clitoris, but,
if you put the vibrator on your clitoris?
Yeah. Or,
do you have a vibrator?
Yeah. And
you
have
one. A round of applause. She's got a vibrator. You know who else has a vibrator is our producer, Ann.
Oh, really?
She got it in now.
Yeah, probably. Let's get Ann in here.
That's the interference, isn't it? Maybe you should just teach your boyfriend where to do it.
I don't know how, really.
Just say, hey, dickhead.
Huh? Take his.
This
take
is
his,
where you rub.
Wonder if you
whatever.
Take his hand and you actually make it an extension of your hand and
there
just
you
and,
go.
And make his hand move like you would move.
Okay, right. Because you know those thump, you know those things, the big muscle massager things?
Yeah.
That go for your back and stuff?
Yeah.
Does that help? Does that... Oh,
that really does it.
So you put a muscle massager on your vagina and you get off. I know. You're one of those... Have you seen those? Those things that
no,
massage
like
your back.
Can I borrow yours?
I don't have one. Barber shops have. Hey, Ann, she only can get off on a vibrator and playing with herself. And you
really?
Have five you have a vibrator, right?
Right.
I have lots of them.
Oh, my God.
You do?
Yeah.
What would you say? How could her boyfriend get her off, though?
What's the problem?
Well, she can't.
She can't get off by having oral sex
or him fingering her. Only her or her vibrator or one of those barbershop massage items.
Can he use a vibrator on her?
There
no.
you go.
No, he hasn't.
Why? Well, teach him.
Yeah, show him how.
Men are very stupid. They're bleeding in every way.
The S word had to be bleeped.
Oops.
Okay. No. What? She says. What does she do?
I mean, how do I tell him?
What do you do with it?
You just say, listen, right, I'm having problems, and I'd like to show you how to do it. I'm sure it'd be happy. I mean, it's like, you know, it's
okay,
nice thing in the world when you satisfy your girlfriend, isn't it?
Right, okay, it won't be like a shot to his manhood or anything.
Well, it might be, but I mean, if it is a shot to his manhood, then, you know, get rid of him and get somebody else where it's not a shot to the manhood.
Right, if he loves you, he'll want to do it with you.
Yeah, of course he will.
It's fun.
Do guys have problems using a vibrator on you, Ann?
Absolutely not. None of them.
Does Doug, does your fiancé use it on you?
I tried it earlier, it was fine.
Every night.
Does he really?
I love you, honey.
So there you go. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Well, thank you. Bye bye.
Good
okay.
luck.
We got one more call here for you,
yeah,
Peter.
Before I turn into a pumpkin.
Right. Okay.
I have to be in bed by midnight, otherwise.
And,
hello.
You're right. My performance.
Oh, come on, you have to go to the bar.
Yeah, correct.
Andy 26 from Manchester, England.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Andy.
Hello.
Hey, you're on Loveline with Peter Hook of New Order, 106.7 K-Rock.
How are you doing, lad? What are you doing over here?
What am I doing over here? Making money.
Making money, you lucky dog. Bring us some round then.
Trying to make money. Me mum and dad know Bernard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they know. They went to see Brendan Shine with him in Manchester.
Yeah? Oh, right. How old are you then?
26.
You got a love problem, baby.
Too many women.
All those Manchester lads have that problem.
I know, can't get enough of
them. I know.
Is that where
you're
from?
Can't get enough of us, you mean?
Are you from Manchester, Peter?
Yes, I am, yes. I'm from Salford, actually, which is like the posh part of Manchester.
Didsbury.
Well, I'm not
hey,
from
what do you
I'm
do
from
that,
Salford, right.
What do you do that makes you so much money? Andy?
Sells drugs.
Yeah, what?
Work hard. Do a proper job.
What's that, mate? Bricklayer?
Nah.
What?
I'm a salesperson.
Oh,
I mean... I buy and sell.
Yeah, what?
What do you buy and sell?
Whatever one sell, I need everything.
Oh, you're not into import and export, are you? Oh, God almighty. Right, give him the finger, he's from Manchester,
okay.
Get rid of him.
Alright, he's gone.
If it was was from Salford, it would have been all right.
Do you know what I've got to do? God, I got to call this guy before midnight. He's going to be on the show with Fishbone tomorrow night.
Right. We need one more call before I turn into a pumpkin.
Okay. Listen, will you help me with this? This guy's going to be a guest love doctor. He's one of our listeners who signed up for the contest.
Oh, all right.
And
okay.
His name is Greg. So you can bring
him
in.
Say hello to Judy, if you're out there, Judy, and Kerry. And I'll give you a ring in a bit, Kerry. So.
Are you really?
And Liz, are you listening?
Well,
hey, let me down, Liz.
Greg?
Yeah.
Greg, poor man, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Greg. Did you this is Greg Bishop, right?
That's it. You're lucky. Usually I'm at work. They laid me off today.
Oh, dude. Bummer. Oh,
I'm listening to you at work. You know, I'm doing videotape and I
and you got laid off your job? Everybody go, oh. So, Greg, as a reward, it says that you wanted to go on Loveline with Fishbone, right?
Yeah.
They're our guests tomorrow night. Guess what? You're going to be on giving love advice.
Cool.
All right. Give them a round of applause. Woo!
Jeez, how'd you get them?
What?
How'd you get them? They're in town now?
Yeah, I guess they are, yeah. They're going to be in Lollapalooza also, I hear.
Oh, right.
So, Greg, you sound thrilled to be up here tomorrow night.
I am thrilled. Otherwise, I'd have to stay home and stay up all night. I work all night.
But I thought you got laid off.
No. I said I would have to stay up all night. I stay up all night anyway because my little clock inside's totally screwed around.
Hmm. Sounds like you'll be a great guest, doesn't it?
Yeah. Give him the finger. Let's get someone from Salford done.
Too bad it doesn't go to 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg. Boy, this is a good choice. Thanks, Ed. He sounds great.
One last call, Paul. All right. Come on. Let's get a good one.
Pick the line.
Maria, pick the line. The fattest.
Valley One. Okay. Maria, by the way, saw me naked last night. She was very thrilled.
She looks it.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
This is Megan.
Megan, how old are you?
Oh, Megan,
I'm 21.
Nice.
From what city?
From Chatsworth.
Okay, say hi to Peter Hook of New Order.
Hi, Peter Hook of New Order.
How are you doing, Luke?
We are actually going overboard here. We're going over time, and you're our definite last call on Loveline tonight. So.
Well, I needed to talk to Dr. Drew, though.
He's gone.
Well,
we'll try and help if we can.
Well, it's a question. I had cancer when I was 9 years old.
You had what?
Cancer.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that sucks.
So I've been in remission for 12 years, though, so I'm stoked. I'm finished.
Cool.
But anyway, I have a question about the birth control pill, and my doctor has told me that I shouldn't go on it. And
you know, Dr. Drew's probably listening. He might want to phone in on his way home.
It's definitely worth a second opinion.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get him.
Okay.
We'll see if he's listening. See if he listens to his own show.
I bet he's listening to that oldies station, 93.1, that's what I do.
I got through twice last night, and he wouldn't let me on because I didn't talk about masturbation.
Oh, really? That's what the screen is.
He's a bit of a wanker of a word, yeah.
You know what? I don't see the yellow line ringing, so I guess Dr. Drew. Drew music. What is this?
Waiting for Drew music.
Waiting for Drew music?
Well, we'll get him to ring you, love. I'm going. You've got 1 minute left now.
Anybody who sees a white Porsche on the 134 freeway heading towards Pasadena?
The doctor's got a Porsche.
Yeah, he's got a Porsche. He's a doctor, man. He makes a lot of money, unlike England.
Well, anyway, I just want to say that I've been listening to New Order as long as I've been listening to Loveline, which is like forever, and I love you guys.
Thank you very much. Okay. Good luck, darling.
All right. We'll ask him about the birth control pill tomorrow. What's your question? I'll ask him.
Well, I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, boy, you better ask him.
Well, cancer, anyway, okay.
You know what? I'm going to put you on hold because I don't know anything about lymphoma.
All right.
Okay, so I'll put you on hold and we'll write down the question, and the first thing tomorrow he'll answer it, okay?
Great, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, I guess that was it, unless you want to take one more call.
Go on, then, one more.
All right, one more. We'll blow out the commercials. No problem. Okay.
Paycheck, dude.
What?
Where's your paycheck?
Oh, yeah, what paycheck? Thank you. Okay, once again, pick the line.
Number four.
Remember, there's L.A. 1 and 2, Orange County 1 or 2, or Valley 1.
Orange County 2.
Orange County 2, okay. Hi, Loveline, who's this?
This is Martin.
Martin?
From Park.
Okay, from where?
No, Buena Park.
Okay, how old are you, Martin?
I'm 18.
Okay, from Buena Park, and you're on KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Loveline, the extended version with Peter Hook of New Order.
All right, it's about time I got online.
Go.
Yo.
Okay, my question is, since Dr. Drew's not in, my question is, okay, I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 2 years and a month. And ever since we've been going out, it's about a year and I'll say about 10 months we've been having sex. And each time we always do it, sometimes we don't use protection because I know she was a virgin, so she lost it with me. And the problem is, sometimes I do come inside her and, when she gets her period, she gets it like a week later. And my problem is, what's going on? Does it get screwed up or she gets pregnant by the time?
Listen, you're stupid to have sex without protection anyway, so.
But even though, man, I trust her with my life, and even
though. It
doesn't
though, matter. How can you say you trust her with your life? You're not doing anything for her, are you? What are you doing?
I mean, use protection, stupid. I mean, we went and checked ourselves for AIDS, and we're
No, I know.
What's
you
that got to do with it?
It's, the AIDS has nothing to do
with it. Get a condom. Put it over your head by the sound of it.
Dude, you got to use a condom. She can get pregnant any time, even during her period. That's what Dr. Drew says.
But the problem is, you know, I don't know what's her problem. It, can she have babies or can
well, of
I?
Of course she can have babies.
She's a woman, you
dope. No, but the, you know how it is right now. You know, you got...
What do you mean how it is?
Give him the finger.
You got
I'm going home, right? See you.
Dude, wear a condom. Dude, now we infuriate. All right, let's hear from Peter.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Hold on. We're going to take care of some commercials.
I haven't had so much fun in ages.